Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast for Friday, April 13th. Friday the 13th, 2012. That explains the chill in the air. Not necessarily the weather patterns or jet streams, but of course, superstition. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, and let's get started with talking about movies. Last week at the box office, The Hunger Games repeated at number one again, with $33.1 million, in case you're keeping track, and many are. This means that the only Hunger Games movie after a couple weeks has outgrossed each of the individual Twilight movies. American Reunion was number two with $21.5 million. Titanic in 3D, number three, $17.3 million. Wrath of the Titans, number four, $14.7 million. And Mirror Mirror rounded out the top five at $11.1 million. New at the box office this week, Cabin in the Woods, The Three Stooges, Lockout, and other movies in limited release that, you know, as usual, you probably won't go see. It's a pretty safe bet that Hunger Games will be number one again this week. Speaking of the Hunger Games, the director of the first movie is reportedly out, so the second one might look like it has a budget. Fox will be re-airing the pilot episode of Married with Children from 1987 on April 22nd to celebrate the network's 25th anniversary, which, correct me if I'm wrong, is cooler than anything ABC, NBC, or CBS, because this is Fox, have done for their anniversaries. In February of this year, Japanese band Polytix celebrated their 15th anniversary with a new EP called 15th P, which was about 30 minutes long and available on iTunes and Amazon and all that stuff. Why do you care? If you're a Devo fan, there's a cover of Mechamania Boy, which is one of their B-sides, with singer Mark Mothersbaugh providing the vocals. It's exciting. A new rumor on The Office, Deadline Hollywood is talking that they are rebooting the show next season with some new characters. Pretty much everybody's contract is expiring, so Jim, Dwight, Pam, Kelly, and Ryan may be out, while they might focus on other characters. Well, we'll see what happens. I think it's what they did with the Drew Carey show. The cinematography changed, they changed out some of the characters, and it was shuttled off to, like, some weird time slot where nobody ever saw it again. And speaking of news, the Flintstones reboot with Seth MacFarlane is on hold due to his workload. No ETA, as far as I can tell, has been provided. On sale at Entertainment Earth. Two sales this week. The new sale at sale.entertainmentearth.com is free shipping on all Weta collectibles. So if you want high-end Lord of the Rings, Hobbit, Tintin, and other items, go to sale.entertainmentearth.com and everything you see there should ship free until we change it to something else. So, hurry up and grab those. Also, we're running a Halo sale. If you order $40 worth of in-stock Halo items, you will receive free shipping in the United States. So, check those out. And that sale ends on Tuesday night. Don't forget, Tuesday night for Halo. And you have a week from Tuesday for Weta. And everything's great, so order today. In toy news, meet the new Beast. Not the same as the old Beast. The new stuff has been showing up all week if you are a Battle Beasts fan. In Japan, there's a new line from Takara Tomy coming out called Beast Saga. A manga has appeared, and two prototype figures have been shown, one of which actually has a Takara Tomy logo on the... I don't know if it's an ad or an article, because they merge sometimes. Looks cool. There's a lion and there's a tiger. Translators assure me that the tiger has the same name as the Japanese one, and I believe the deer character has the same name as the original Japanese deer character from the 1980s. We don't know how big these are, we don't know if they're coming out in the US, and there's no release date information or anything yet. So basically what you're hearing now is the very first thing that they're hearing outside of Japan, and in Japan I don't entirely know that they know what's going on in terms of release yet. But if you like Battle Beasts, that's one of two lines coming. The other one are actual Battle Beasts. The brand name Battle Beast was picked up by Diamond Select Toys a few years ago, I want to say 2008. The first Minimates Battle Beasts started showing up in 2010, and now at C2E2 this weekend, they're actually debuting some stuff from the line, including a comic book, promotional figures, and a line plan that are going to do Minimates. It looks pretty cool. The story seems to be a ram, a falcon, and a walrus are taking on other Battle Beasts on the planet Earth. So there's like three good guys and a lot of bad guys, if I'm reading the press release correctly. And BattleBeast.com has more. These items are not, repeat, not available for pre-order yet, but it looks like the first ones are coming out in August. We will be selling the Diamond Select Battle Beasts on entertainmentearth.com, and we hope you'll be here with us. I'm very excited because as a kid, Battle Beast is one of my favorite things. I had a Battle Beast backpack for a year, so that's the kind of abuse I took from my classmates because that's how much I like Battle Beasts. But we'll see how everything turns out. Diamond Select Toys, Battle Beasts in the U.S. Japan's going to have Beast Saga. And also a line called Rise of the Beasts is in development from another company you've never heard of yet. So this year is going to be a big year for Beastly minifigures. And, you know, like we have Slug Zombies coming out from Jack Specific. We've actually received some of our inventory and shipped some out. They're not really showing up at retail stores yet. So if you want to get in on that action, check out our website. Other new arrivals this week that are really exciting, Star Wars Vintage Waves 3, 4, and 4 Revision 1, plus the Clone Wars Wave 3 and Wave 2 have now shown up. So this is actually all the new assortments we kind of have for now. I don't know when the next batches of new figures are coming, but if you go to our website, you'll be able to find out what's new. We have inventory of several of these as of right now, and this includes the delayed figures from last year, like Aayla Secura, Kithaba, Nominor, Dr. Avazon, as well as new characters like, who do we have? My case is still on route. No, I don't have it in front of me. Hoth Luke, Imperial Navy Trooper. It's the original Death Squad Commander, sort of. A new version of Darth Vader. As you can tell, I am an expert when it comes to speaking people talk. Other figures are shown as well. There's other ones due later this year, July, August, June, what have you. But no pre-orders are available yet, and I don't have an ETA on any of them. Also new and exciting this week, the Nightmare Before Christmas Sally animated lady statue from Electric Tiki. They make great stuff, and we hope you continue to support it because the edition sizes are nice and low, the quality is pretty high, and I like it. And that's most of what we have this week. So check out our podcast page on Twitter or on the website, and you'll see the cases you can order for Star Wars and Sally. Check out our Halo and Weta sales, and thanks for listening to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. I'll be back next time with more exciting news. But basically right now I'm doing cartwheels over Battle Beasts and Star Wars, because what's not to love? Battle Beasts, Star Wars. There's not a lot new going on with Marvel right now and DC, but I hope to have something for you very soon. See you next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast. And if you like us, please tell a friend. If you hate us, tell an enemy. If they'll listen to it anyway, that's one more subscriber, and you've still done us a favor.